It says in Job chapter 1 and verse number 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The Bible here is telling you, as it starts out this important book of Job, that this happened. There was a man, and all of these things came forth. Even in Genesis chapter 7 with Noah's Ark, God said unto Noah, these things happened. You telling me that eight people survived, God flooded the whole world, and Noah took a pair of animals and seven pairs of other animals on the ark, and God flooded the whole world? Yes, that's what the Bible says. And that's what the fossil record backs up. Science just keeps finding things that just back it up and back it up and back it up. Again and again and again. But the point is this, folks. If there was no Job, and there was no Noah, and it was all just this myth, and we're just supposed to learn things from it, the Bible's a lie. Because the Bible says there was a man named Job. And the Bible says there was a man named Noah that built an ark, and these things happened. If you don't take it literally, it's not true. So it's one or the other. And look, I'm not even telling people that you have to believe the Bible's true. But it's either true or it's not, is what I'm saying. Because look, folks, if you don't believe it's true and you try to take this gray area, literally anything goes. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. I'll give you an example of anything goes Christianity. And this is why we are fundamental, because we do believe the Bible is true. We believe every word of it. A lot of Christians today, a lot of Christian churches today will say, well, you have to take the Bible in context of the culture of the day. And let me just show you that, you know what that makes them able to do? It makes them able to have a church where just anything goes. Because they can take anything. They can take any perversion, homosexuality, you know, dudes running around in dresses, and they can just be like, well, the culture of the day was against that. It's like, no, the Bible is true now. All scripture is given by inspiration by God. And look, it's just as true in Adam's time as it is today.